Russia's president is in the Central Asian nation of Tajikistan today for a meeting of countries in that region. The talks are likely to focus on Russia's conflict with Georgia and Moscow's support for two breakaway Georgian regions, including South Ossetia. The people in South Ossetia are celebrating their self-declared independence. As NPR's Ann Garrels reports, many people there are hoping for eventual union with Russia.
South Ossetian President Edward Kokoity, a former wrestling champion, returned home from Moscow a hero, and he was in fighting form as he addressed his countrymen in the capital's central square. He blasted Georgia for trying to wipe out the Ossetian people. He threatened unspecified measures if Georgia continues to resist South Ossetian independence. And he blasted the West for double standards. Why, he asked, should Kosovo merit independence and not South Ossetia? There's no dissent on any of this here, and Ossetians, isolated in their mountainous enclave, seem unconcerned. The fight over their tiny territory has roiled international relations. 66-year-old Daya Sanyukuyeva says Russia will take care of everything.
We are sure that everything will be good. We trust in Russia.
And people here trust that independence is just the first step towards unification with their fellow Ossetians in Russia. Thomas Duyev, a South Ossetian soldier, has no doubt he will soon be a member of the Russian army. But Ossetian officials are careful not to talk about unification right now. They say if they were to become part of Russia right away, the situation could backfire because it would look like annexation. South Ossetia has long had the formal trappings of independence, even its own foreign minister, who admits he now actually has some work to do. Officials are seeking a treaty of friendship with Russia. They've offered to host a Russian military base and have offered Moscow a piece of prime real estate for its new embassy. The fight for independence has removed the immediate Georgian threat. The Georgian army is destroyed, and Georgians living here who resisted independence have been kicked out. They can no longer sabotage water lines to the capital. They can no longer harass traffic on the roads north to Russia. But most South Ossetians already have Russian passports. Independence will not attract much-needed foreign investment, and Georgia will continue to block South Ossetia's border to the south, impeding trade. The windows in Robert Bataev's apartment building in the South Ossetian capital are shattered. The walls are pockmarked with bullet holes. He acknowledges the economy is all but destroyed, but he says the fight was worth it, and he dreams of a better future so his unborn child will never know the terror of war. He wants the chance to live a normal life under Russian protection and doesn't see why the West can't understand this. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Skin Valley.
Whether it's Chechnya, Afghanistan, Iraq, or now Georgia, that's a voice I trust.